Daniel Powder, that is Cupid on Clear 101. It's 7:11 now on a Thursday morning, and time for a closer look at Clear's community. My guest this morning is Tim Hoffbauer from Platte County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, of course, I'm going to stick you with the question right at the beginning is, what's the spring looking like?
You know, I haven't seen any updates lately. We've been kind of busy with a few other things, so
yeah.
So it's not a top priority to keep on top of that, but... you know, definitely as things are occurring, we're watching it. You know, the last notice I got was the possibility of frost last night, which I don't know if we got or not, but some areas may have. But the long-range outlooks, I just haven't had a chance to look at. From what I did see, there's nothing out of the ordinary showing up, any extreme warm-ups or cold. So probably about what we're seeing right now.
So we talked a little bit before we came on the air about the snow melt that's going to be coming down, especially on the Missouri River. Is that anything that we need to worry about here in our area?
Not really. Those along the Missouri River, of course, they're going to probably see some flooding for a while. And, you know, that's, everybody kind of knows that, you know, the spring melt, snow melt, the rivers come up. And so in that area, they could see some flooding as that occurs over the next, you know, 30 days or so as it warms up. Our area for us, at least on the Platte River basin, at least is up in north in Colorado. The South Platte comes in around Denver, and looking at the snow packs up in those areas, they're not a huge amount. I think they're running about average. So we're at this point, we're not expecting anything on the Platte River of any significance. You know, now that could all change with heavy rains and things of that sort, heavy snows. That might still occur up there, but at this point, we're not seeing anything that's indicating it's going to be a, you know, big washout for us or something.
It is May 1st, or it was yesterday. There will be no more snow, Tim. I just
want
to point that out to you.
Maybe not us, but there are still areas in this country that are getting snow.
I suppose so. So a lot still going on as far as recovering from the flooding. You know, we've had people come, people go, but there are still a lot of things going on.
There is. There's still a lot of agencies and organizations in the area working on the recovery part of it. Of course, that's what's keeping emergency management pretty busy, is working with all of those various groups. There's practically meetings every day with somebody to talk about something. So it's going pretty strong. But yeah, there's a lot of resources out there yet. And actually, our date as far as FEMA goes is May 20th. So that's kind of our cutoff date. So anything that's filed after that date won't qualify for FEMA assistance. So what we're telling people is they really need to, if they're seeing some damage at their home, you know, they really need to register with FEMA. And, you know, we're also hearing some people say, well, I really don't have it that bad. You know, let somebody else have the money. Well, that's really not the case, because, you know, that's not how it works. And, you know, if you have damage, you really need to file. And to do that, there's a couple ways to do that. You can call the 800 number, which is 621-3362. I can't read my own writing. Yeah, 3362. Or you can go to disasterassistance.gov. That's available as well. The other option is, and probably what's going to be the most popular, is the Disaster Recovery Center. That's going to be located at the Eagles Club starting next Monday morning. And it's going to operate from 9 to 6, and it's going to go till Friday, from 9 to 6. So that the address for the Eagles Club is 3205 12th Street. So that's where you can go and visit with FEMA individuals. There will be somebody from the SBA or Small Business Association there for businesses and homeowners, because part of the FEMA process is you also have to apply for a small business loan, which it's done through the SBA, but even though it says small business, it is for homeowners as well. So there's a process there, and they'll walk you through all of that as you go. And like I said, our cutoff is May 20th. So you really need to get this done. And also at the DRC, you know, if you have questions on your claim that you've submitted, you haven't heard anything, maybe you've got a letter that says you're denied on something, or they need more information, that would be the place to go and talk to them. They'll have all of the stuff there and able to help people through. So I highly encourage anybody that's going through the FEMA reimbursement claims process to go and talk to them, because they will be able to tell them exactly where they're at, what's going on, and what's needed, and things of that sort. So I'm glad they're going to be here. It took mm-hmm. us a little bit of time to get that brought here, but they are going to be here now for a week, and we'll see how that goes, if they need to come back and they need to be longer or something of that sort.
All right. We're going to keep Tim here and talk more about some questions about FEMA coming up here on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's the band Perry and Live Forever on Clear 101. It is 7:25. We're back with Community Spotlight with Tim Hofbauer of Platte County Emergency Management. And we're talking about FEMA. Now, Tim, you said that they would be in town starting on Monday for a
right.
week at the Eagles. Do you need an appointment to see them?
No, it's basically walk-up service. So
okay.
there'll be a group of them there. And that's why they're there for the period of time they are, so that it's, you know, you may have to wait if you're first in line Monday morning, but you know, as the week goes on, I'm sure, you know, the waits may not be as long. So,
and you mentioned also that the 20th is the cutoff for disaster applications. Now,
right.
is that just the first application?
Right. So if basically it's not where the process stops. So
okay.
basically it's to get into the system is the 20th. So. Once you register, if your process is still going through after the 20th, it's going to continue. If you come off up a day later and say, hey, I want to sign up for FEMA, you're not going to be able to.
Okay.
So you really, if you've got any type of damage or any needs, you really need to get it done before that date. At least that gets you into the system, gets you into the hopper, per se.
And even if you're not sure, or like you said, if you're thinking, oh, well, it's not that bad, let somebody else have it, it may end up being that bad. You don't know yet. Just get it started.
Exactly. And, you know, in an example that, you know, there's a lake subdivision that was affected not directly by the flooding. I shouldn't say not directly. They were affected. Their homes weren't affected, but the road getting to their home was affected. And a lot of them spent multiple days, if not a week, out of their home and stayed at hotels. So there may be, and I've put the question up to the state on that, and I haven't got an answer, but the answer I've gotten so far is still register for FEMA, because there may be reimbursement for those expenses for those people that are displaced. And all they need is to keep the receipts from their hotel or wherever they stayed at.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, even if your home wasn't affected, getting to your home may have been affected. So you definitely still need to register.
Okay. Now, we want to mention, too, that the CIA is still open. I just love saying CIA.
Yeah, they like it, too, I think.
Know.
Yeah.
That's Church in Action Distribution Center.
Yes, and actually that group is a local group, and they've done an excellent job. We've worked with them very closely. You know, their hearts are in it. They're local. They want to help out. You know, they really want to do what they can, and they've been generous and opened a donation center here in Columbus, and it's actually at the it's between by Sears and that strip mall area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign there above. It says the church is going to eventually go there at some point. So
right.
So they're currently using that as a donation center, distribution center. And so if you've been affected and you need something, there's probably a pretty good chance they have it. They've got, you know, I just things that were explained to me, you know, rakes, dehumidifiers, fans. You know, they may or may not have all of these at one time, because things come and go. Food, supplies, cleaning supplies. At one time they had beds available and mattresses. You know, so anything you might need, definitely stop there before you go buy it if you've been affected by the flood, because there's a good chance that they probably have it there. They have a pretty good sized warehouse with a lot of stuff. And their hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. So they're not there all the time, because it takes a lot of volunteer time to to operate a center, but they are there, again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 7.
And even if they don't have what you need, they might know where you can go
exactly.
to get it.
There may be, if it's something that you really need and it's expensive, you never know, there might be an opportunity to get that somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, as always, Tim, it's great to have you in here and update us on what's going on.
Yes, it's like I said, it's been very busy and a lot going on, and just try to get this information out the best we can. Thank
Absolutely. You. Absolutely. Tim Hoffbauer, thank you very much. And stay tuned. We'll have news coming up on Clear 101.